Hello to all my Chavarim, Yeshiva Torah's Meroshim around the world. We are continuing on Ashiurim and Mishnayos. Today we are doing Maseches Erevin, Perek Aleph, beginning at Mishnah Zayin, which in the Gemara is on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah begins, B'chol osin l'chayayin, afilo b'dever sheish b'ruach chayim. When we make this lechi, which is the post going vertically up the side of the wall of the mavoi, you can make that even with a living creature. Tesis Yantov says, we're not afraid the animal might die. The animal is going to be standing there as a hecker to us that we're about to leave the mavoi, not to carry from the mavoi to the Rishus HaRabim. We're not afraid that maybe the animal will die, and therefore it won't be a mechitz anymore. It'll collapse to the ground. It won't be a hecker anymore, because a misa lo shchicha, it's not something you have to worry about. And maybe maybe it'll run away, we don't have to worry about, because we're talking about when it's tied to the side of the mavi. And maybe it'll bend down, it won't be 10 fachim high, it won't be a mechitza of 10. We don't have to worry about that either, because we're talking about where it's hanging, tied hanging to the wall, either from above or to the side wall, and therefore it's stuck there, and it can be there as the hecker, either and it won't be able to bend down. And that's the way he explained in Maseches Sukkah, and that's what Rabbi Yonison, they're talking about a mechitza for a sukkah, and that's what Rabbi Yonison brings there. Now, Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sif Gimel in the Ramah says, even if a person is tied up as the lechi, it's also good enough, the Azura says. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Zayin says, we're talking about where you didn't let the person know that he's being there for a lechi. Because if you just put a person there and you didn't tell him he's a lechi, he's going to certainly walk away. He's not going to stand it all day. So therefore, you'd have to have him tied. But if he's not, if he's notified, we need you to be the lechi, and then he possibly will stand there. But there's some amachmer, even if you let him know, because maybe he'll forget. I mean, he's there hours and hours, and he just might forget why he's there. He might walk away, so he wouldn't be a good lechi. The Sharetzion, and I see it, brings that from the Taisa Shabbos, and it's also brought in the Prima Gadim. And he writes also, according to this, that we're talking about where you let him know that he's going to be the lechi. It must be that he was it was set there from Erev Shabbos, and therefore it's mutter when we tie the guy up from Erev Shabbos. That's what the Prima Gadim says. And telling you the reason is you can't make a mechitza on Shabbos. Now the Dirshu in Os number 16 says, but be previously in Siman Shin Samach Beis of Katan Chav Gimel, it's written there that you can do it only if it's Shas Adchak. Set up this kind of situation. Rabbi Yossi, the mission continues. Rabbi Yossi Iser, he argues about making some living creature to be the lechi. He answers, the Rav says, because you're afraid maybe it'll die and it won't be 10 tefachim high, and the person won't realize it, and he'll rely on this as a lechi. The Rashi in Daf Tes Vav of it Allah, the very master Rabbi Meir says that Rabbi Yossi holds that any mechitza that's standing, and the only reason it's standing is because it's got this life force as Ruach Chaim, that's not considered mechitza. The Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Chaf Dalam and Aleph, the Rimaskal Lav Mechitza, he says, because the whole point of it standing is Davish Ein Bo Mamash, and that is not considered as a good mechitza. Also, the Mishnah says, Matami Mishum Golo. A live creature is Matami as a Golo. We'll see exactly what that is, as Rashi will explain. If you make it a Golo, which is, we'll say for now, it's the cover of the Kever, okay, it will be Matami forever if a person or Kalim touched it, just like an Ola Mace, even if you take it all away, because it says in Bamidbar Perkid Tes Pasuk Tezayim, V'chol Asher Yigal Pnei Hasada. And we say that Drush is to include the golel, the cover, the golel, and the dofek of the sand, the sides, the vertical going up, the golel would be the horizontal on top going across. As the Rav adds on, the golel is the kisei of the kever. Here we finally got it stated, black and white, that the golel is the covering of a kever, but the Tiferes Yisrael says that Rashi holds that it's the covering of the aron, not of the kever, and says, take a look in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Beis, Amud Beis, where the Rashi is quoting from. Tiferes Yisrael in Ahalos, in Perek Tes Vav Mishnah Tes, Os Ayin Aleph says, a Kli Cheres and a Kli Evan, or a Bal Chaim, are not Makabel Toma. Still, as long as they're on the Kever, they are considered, they're standing on top of the Kever, they're considered Avos HaToma, as we have here in Erev and Daf, Tes Vav Min Aleph. Taisis Yantif over there says, from the Rambam, that when it's on the kever, it's matame b'maga, and when it was taken away from the kever, it returns to its tahar state. And in Mishnah Zayin, in the first paragraph in Erevin, he quotes here from the Rav that even afterwards, it's still tame, and that's based on the Rashi over there in that Gemara, which would be our Gemara. Okay, Reb Meir Matar, but Reb Meir says that a live creature is not become tami, it's tahar. Rashi says the reason Reb Meir is because he says any mechitza that stands in a rachaim is not a mechitza, and the Rav says the halacha is not like Reb Meir. Taisi Yantif says Reb Meir argues also on the first halacha of making the lechi from the living creature, and he says also it would not be matar here. It would not become tame as a gola or a dofik as part of the grave. V'kosanol v'gitei nashim, you could write a get on a living creature. Rabbi Yosef Glili says you can't. The Rav says the pasuk is in Dvarim Parak Chaf Dalad pasuk Chaf Aleph. V'kosav la sefer, you have to write a sefer of v'krisis to the get, just like a sefer is not something that's alive. So certainly anything which is alive you can't write on it and give that as the get. Rabbanim says no. If it says, but if it would have said v'kasla bis sefer, you're right. But now that it says v'kasla sefer, he writes for her a sefer, it means you should write something that explains what exactly is going on, that you're being megarisher and you are freeing her up to marry anybody else. But the halacha is like the Tanakama, that you can't write a get on a living creature. But if you wrote it on the horn of an animal, and you gave her the animal, and now you don't have to cut it at all after it was written, that would taka be kosher. But if you didn't give the whole animal, but just gave the horn that you wrote on, since you have to cut the horn off the animal first, that's not a good get, as the Taisis Yantif explains, comes from the third Mishnah in the Perek Beis of Gittin, because the pasuk says for kasef v'nasin, you have to write and give it to her, but it's not talking about a case where you write and then have to do another action. Like here, you'd have to cut it off first before you can give it. That's not considered you're following what the Torah wants. Moving on to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, which in the Gemara is on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Shiara, if you have a group, as the first row says, a group of people who are going together in the desert, not less than three people going on a caravan. The Taisis Yantif explains that the pasuk, when it talks by Yosef, Archos Yishma'elim, the targum there is Shayaras Arvoy. So Shayara means a caravan. And that's what the Rambam quotes as well. So if you have this caravan, Shechonsa Bebeka, which had rested in a open area space, in a field, bunch of fields, Rashi in Masechet Shabbos, Tavav Menalaf, different Yomaskal Bika says, Sados Harbe, lots of fields together, connected, are considered a Bika. And the Gemara there says, as a din of a Carmelis. So you have this caravan who are resting in this Bika, Vihikifua, and it was covered over, it was surrounded, excuse me, Tosis Yantif says, from Erev Shabbos, they surrounded this caravan, Bikle Behema, with the Kalim, the utensils of the behemoth, as the Taisis Yantif explains, like the blankets and the saddles of the behemoth. You made a mechitza of all these different items from the animals. It's a mechitza that was going to have a lot of openings here because there can be spaces between one saddle and the next. Still would be considered a mechitza, and you can carry within this whole bika, which was surrounded by these items. Originally it was a karmelis, and now it's considered a karmelis as mukefas ladira, surrounded with people inhabiting it inside. This is from Rabbi Yonasan. This is what it brings, and Tzvar Yisrael says, the chiddush here is that even though the kelim is not mevatel, still the kelim are not mevatel the bika, still it is considered a mechitza. Now, metaltel besochel, the Mishnah says, you then will be able to carry within this mechitza. Tiferes Yisrael says, even though the porous is a lot, the open space of this mechitza is a lot, by all these openings between one cell and the next, still, as long as the opening spaces is not more than the closed spaces, it would be a mechitza. Obovad, shiye geder gavoa asar tfachim, as long as the wall that you're putting up with this type of mechitza will be 10 tfachim high. Taisis Yantif explains, because that's the reason the Chacham gave in Masechet Sukkah, in the first parak. And I checked there, and it says in Daf Dalam Abayz, they learned 10 tfachim from the Aron. The Aron was 10. There was a kaparis on top for one. The Aron was 9 tfachim high. Kaparis was 1 tefach above. Together made 10. So that's the shear of something. Chashif would be 10 tfachim. And similarly, the Taisis there explains that you need on Shabbos mechitza of 10, learned from that same pasuk of the Aron and the Kaparis. And the Mishnah continues here. We have this makeshift type of surrounding around the caravan, and it has open spaces, but you can't have more open spaces than you have the enclosed places. As Rashi have explained, even if there's a lot of small little pieces that are opening, and each one is less than 10 tfachim, still the total amount of the open area cannot be more than the mechitza itself. And the Rav adds that if the open place is more than the standing closed place, it's not a mechitza, and then even you wouldn't be able to carry opposite the place which is closed. Tesis Yantif brings the Rav that if it is exactly equal, it would be a mutter, and the Rambam says the same thing, and that's what the din all over in the Torah. And look, he says in Mishnah Ches, in the first parak of Sukkah, I checked there was talking about making the covering of your Sukkah, Yisrach, making it with poles, which are the poles itself are not necessarily kosher, and it says there, if you have enough space between it, equal to it, which was kosher, it would be okay. The Taisis Yantif there says not exactly the same, because if it was exactly the same, it would be Poritz Ke'omid. It would be more opening than the closed, and it would be Pasul. And that the Rambam says too. And he wonders there that in Mishnah Ches, in the first pair, in our Masechta and Erefin, we said Poritz Ke'omid would be okay. And there it says the Rambam, and the Rambam says that that's the way it is in the whole Torah. So why by a sukkah when we have a pasul schach together with kasher and open space, kasher schach and then open space equal to each other would not be good? And here we're saying equal would be good. Beis Yosef and Siman Taf Reish Lamed Aleph explains that the reason why over there it's not is because even if you have good schach, there's going to be some coming through, some sun coming through the schach. Okay, it's not going to be completely covered like a house where nothing comes through. So the place where the schach is pasul will be considered parts together with the airspace of the schach itself. So together, the airspace of the good schach plus the open area will be combined, and you'll end up with parts more than the amud. And therefore, you have to make a lot more schach, which is kosher, on more than the pasul. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Samach Beis Sif Tes says, parts ka'omid, if they're equal, it would be mutter. Whether you're talking about horizontal, whether you're talking about vertical. The Mishnah continues, Kol pirtz shika eser amas muteret v'nei shika pesach. Any opening which is up to 10 amas would be okay, as long as because it's like an opening to the enclosure. Rashi Rav explained both that as long as still you have to have the omid, the closed area around the whole enclosure has to be more than the open space. And the Rav adds, or even equal, it would be considered a mechitza, and therefore, even if you have an equal space that's covered would be considered a mechitza, then mechitza would even be good for the open area as well. Yes, the Mishnah says aser, but if it's more than 10 amas wide as an opening, it would be aser. And the Rashimav says, even if it's one pirtza, more than 10 would aser the whole circular, or a whole square enclosure around it. And even if the omid is more, even if you have 80 amas worth of mechitza around your whole enclosure, and they have one spot which has 11 amas open, that would puzzle the whole thing, even though 80 is more than 11, but you have one space that's more than 10 that's open, it's puzzle. And the Rav adds, because people don't make a Pesach more than 10, and it's like a pirtz, it's like a breakage. Okay? And this is only if it's not considered Tzuras HaPesach. But if you do have a Tzuras HaPesach, even if it's more than 10, it would be considered a Pesach. Like we do nowadays in our mechitzas in around the cities, we don't have closed areas. We have a Tzuras HaPesach in it, even though there's more than 10 open space, it's still okay. Tzuras Yisrael says that if you put two poles on the four, in the four poles on the four spots of your compass, north, west, south, and east, and on each side is a Tzuras HaPesach, okay? Only if you'd made it in a Mavir and Chasa where people are living, then it would be okay. But if you made it in a Bika, that would not necessarily work. And the Rambam says, in any place, a Tzuras HaPesach won't work when the open space is more than the closed space. The Ramah in Siman Shin Sach Bei Sif Yud says, according to the Rambam, it would work by a bika for all the sides. And the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Nidin Tes says we should be chayshus to the Rambam, and because the Smag and the Smak also agrees to him, so we should not use the Tzuras HaPesach if it's more open than closed. So I'm not so sure why in our cities when you make a Reuven, we allow a Tzuras HaPesach even though it's more open than not. Unless we're talking about, since in our cities we're definitely not Shas HaRabim, and it's only the Rabbanim we're doing this, but I'm not really sure what the correct answer to that. The Mishnah Berurah here in Shin Samach Beis, Sif Kut Nun Tes, we should be Choshes to the Rambam and not use a Tzuras HaPesach if there's more opening than closed. Why we today in our Eruvim we do. Maybe as we get through the Masechta, we'll come up with this more often and we'll come to a terrace for that. I hope we do. That's the end of our share today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at children_rothmeyahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.